It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And it's time to jump on the Denver Nuggets bandwagon. In 1976, the Denver Nuggets of the American Basketball Association were one of only four ABA teams admitted into the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In the 47 years since their admission into the NBA, the Denver Nuggets, though, have been seen but not heard from. Prior to this season, the Nuggets had never even advanced into the Western Division Finals or, of course, won an NBA title. And that's about to change very soon. As of today, the Nuggets are leading the Los Angeles Lakers 3-0 in their best-of-7 Western Conference semifinal series. After taking Game 3 in La La Land on Saturday night, Denver is on the verge of finally breaking through and making history in the next week. If you like to root for the underdog teams as much as I do,
there's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Please join me as we are now about to jump aboard the Denver Nuggets bandwagon. Denver's professional basketball franchise was one of the original members of the American Basketball Association. A businessman from California named James Trindle paid $350,000, which is worth about $3.2 million here in 2023, for the franchise rights for the team back in 1967. Though the basketball team has been sold several times, Denver's pro basketball team today is worth a cool $2.15 billion.
Excellent.
In 1967, the Denver ABA team initially chose the nickname Denver Rockets, though the city of Denver was not considered a hub of rocketry or space exploration. The owner simply said that he liked the nickname, and so they are, the Denver Rockets. By the mid-1970s, both the ABA and their competitor NBA were on shaky financial ground, and at the time, both pro basketball leagues were plagued by faltering attendance and numerous drug-related issues among its players. Unlike most of the ABA teams, though, the Denver franchise was relatively stable, with solid home attendance. However, the initial owner was rightfully fearful that the ABA was not going to survive. So he sold the majority interest in the team to a new owner, who firmly believed that the NBA would have to add Denver to the league at some point in the coming years. In 1973, the team held a public vote to determine a new nickname. Since the NBA had now put a team in Houston with the nickname Rockets, Denver wanted its own unique team identity. In 1974, the Denver Nuggets were born. The team hired a new young head coach and former ABA player Larry Brown. Coach Brown instituted a fast-break style of offense which really engaged the fans. With the opening of the city's new 17,000-seat McNichols Arena, the Nuggets averaged more than 13,000 fans per game. That was the fourth highest attendance in either the NBA or the ABA during that time. The Nuggets signed North Carolina State All-American guard David Thompson in 1975. And if you remember Dr. J, Julius Erving, with the ABA's red, white, and blue basketball in his hands, David the Skywalker Thompson played a game which was very similar with his high-flying offensive style. Unfortunately, David Thompson fell prey to drug issues himself, cocaine, after a few years in the Pro Basketball League. Though he would later admit to having made a huge personal mistake, the 6'4" Thompson's play helped to boost the Denver Nuggets again on the court and with the local attendance. But perhaps the most famous Denver Nuggets player in franchise history was 6'9" forward Dan Issel. A former University of Kentucky All-American, Issel scored more than 33 points a game in college. He became an ABA legend with the Kentucky Colonels in Louisville as he led them to an ABA championship back in 1975. But the following year, he was traded to Denver for one final ABA year prior to the Nuggets being admitted into the NBA in 1976. Dan Issel would continue playing for the Denver Nuggets through 1985. At the time Issel retired from basketball, he was the fourth leading scorer in the history of pro basketball, and he entered the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1993. By the 1980s, the Denver Nuggets were led by another future Hall of Famer named Alex English. Coming out of the University of South Carolina, the 6'7" English was a scoring machine. He averaged more than 23 points per game for 10 straight NBA seasons in Denver. He went virtually unnoticed by many NBA fans, though. Alex English, you see, played during the period dominated by the championship teams of Magic Johnson of the Lakers and Larry Bird of the Celtics. Alex English finished his NBA career in 1991 with nearly 26,000 points scored on teams which rarely made it past the first round of the playoffs, though. During the 1990s, the Denver basketball was dominated by 7'2" center Dikembe Mutombo. He was the NBA's second leading shot blocker of all time behind Hakeem Olajuwon. An 8-time NBA All-Star and 4-time Defensive Player of the Year, Dikembe Mutombo and his trademark finger wagging after a block shot made him a national fan favorite. The Denver Nuggets developed a great fan base with decades of sellout crowds and exciting teams. But unfortunately, none of those Hall of Famers were able to lead the Denver Nuggets into the NBA's championship round. Until this year. The 2023 Denver Nuggets are soaring in the Rockies' mile-high altitude. The Nuggets currently sport a 3-0 series lead over LeBron James and his hand-chosen Los Angeles Lakers coach and teammates. And once the Lakers are eliminated soon, the Nuggets and the city of Denver are going to finally get a chance to experience their first ever NBA Finals appearance. Unlike the Denver Nuggets teams of the past, this year's squad is filled with talent, depth, and role players capable of carrying the team on any given night. After finishing with the NBA Western Division's best regular season record at 53-29, the 2023 playoff Nuggets are currently 11-3 entering Monday night's Game 4 in Los Angeles. The second highest scoring team in the NBA this year at 117 points per game, this year's team has been on a season-long roll. So now, let's meet the history-making Denver Nuggets! Starting at center, the 6'11" Nikola Jokic has already accumulated 2 NBA MVP awards. This year, he averaged just 25 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists per game. Jokic's game reminds me of a taller version of a guy named Larry Bird. He has a very uncanny ability to pass the ball to the open man or get his own shots away under a variety of defensive pressures. Nikola Jokic plays an old-school basketball game with his unique ability to score from the three-point line or off the dribble or with a wicked assortment of shots that he can make around the basket. At guard, Denver's other all-star is Jamal Murray. The 6'4" former University of Kentucky guard averages 20 points a game. He's a very streaky shooter who can create shots for himself off the dribble or with his smooth outside shot. Murray scored 30 points in just the first half of a recent playoff game against the Lakers. The other starting guard for Denver is another Kentucky Wildcats player. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is now in his 10th NBA season. 6'5" guard averages 11 points a game, and he's very effective when driving the basketball to the hoop. Denver's two forwards each average about 17 points and 6 rebounds per game. Both 6'10" Michael Porter Jr. and 6'8" Aaron Gordon are frequently targets for passes from their talented man in the middle, Nikola Jokic. Coming off Denver's bench this year is one of the most exciting players in this year's NBA playoffs. Guard Bruce Brown is like a jolt of electricity once he enters the game for the Nuggets. Averaging 11 points nightly during the regular season, the 6'4" Brown is scoring about 15 points a game in the NBA playoffs. A former second-round pick, Bruce Brown's hustle on offense and defense usually revs up the high-scoring Nuggets into another gear. The architect of this year's Denver Nuggets game plans is head coach Michael Malone. Like so many of the other NBA coaches, Malone worked his way up the coaching ladder for a dozen seasons. He was an assistant coach with the New York Knicks, Cleveland Cavaliers, New Orleans Hornets, and the Golden State Warriors. In 2012, the NBA's general managers named Michael Malone as the league's best assistant coach while he was part of the Golden State Warriors championship team. In 2015, Denver hired Malone to become their head coach. Now in his 8th season with the Nuggets, his teams have made the NBA playoffs now for 5 years in a row. Within a matter of just days, the Denver Nuggets are going to be playing the Miami Heat, who are also up by a 3-0 margin over the slumping Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. Why do I say that? Because in 149 previous NBA playoff series, no team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit. Sure, ABC is likely crying over the loss of two nationally recognized teams like the Lakers and Celtics playing in their championship matchup. However, America is finally going to have a chance to watch the Denver Nuggets playing in their first ever NBA Finals. After 47 years in the NBA, it's about time. Let's go Nuggets! I'm Swamp Swami.